This is 3rd hour of the series of the miracle in the book of John.
这是我们查考约翰福音里面的神迹的第三集。
We have noticed from the first hour, the miracle by miracle. These miracles is not just happen to very publicly, and it's to showing way to intention to showing the.For himself, the self-glory, but glory to God, and for those who really sincere-minded and sincere faith, and God bless them in this manner, touch upon his hands.
我们在第一个小时学习到神的成绩，其实不是在很大、很公开的地方举行的，也不是为了主耶稣他本身的荣耀，而是为了神的荣耀。
What the Jewish people, especially like Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes, all these people, they consider they're very faithful to the scripture.
很多犹太人、法利赛人、撒都该人跟文士们都觉得自己他们是非常虔诚的拜神的人。
Jesus performed wherever he go, he performed the miracle.
但是耶稣传道的时候，他到处行神迹。
But they are the one who.They are the one who cannot experience, cannot become a witness of experience of God.
但是这些最懂圣经的人却是得不到神迹的人。
But most of the place when Jesus performed the miracles, and those people have a simple heart, and also the word heart has the desire to draw near to God, and they experience of God.
耶稣行神迹的时候，就是那些有单纯信心。诚心想信神的人，那些人得到神迹。
Many times that his miracle not related with a lot of Bible knowledge.
通常主耶稣行神迹的时候，跟圣经上的道理，没有很深的直接关系。
But it's true heart.
但是跟他们的诚心、跟他们的信心有很大的关系。
We see the first case when Jesus performed the miracle at Cana.
我们记得主耶稣第一个神迹是在迦南的筵席上举行的。
It is just wedding banquet.
那一次是刚好一个婚宴。
And God, Jesus changed the water bottle to the wine.
主耶稣把水变成酒。
It is a six bottles of a stone jar.
总共有六瓶的酒。
And then.Jesus changed all of them to be wine.
主耶稣把他们这六缸的水都变成酒。
A very exclusive for the people in the wedding banquet.
这些得到这些神迹的人，就只有参加婚宴的人才有办法得到。
Because of Sister Mary, mother of Jesus, came to him to express what they need.
因为耶稣的母亲玛利亚来跟他讲他们人所需要的。
Many times in our daily life, that our Christian life, many things actually we need in our life.
我们就在基督徒在日常生活上也常常有各种不一样的需要。
It gives us a message that when we need something, we can ask to God.
这个神迹告诉我们，如果我们日常生活需要的话，可以来直接跟主耶稣求。
And then with the confidence of belief.
我们要有信心，坦然无惧地向他求。
And also those servants, when Jesus asked them to pour the water into the jar, they faithfully pour the water into each jar to the top.
这些仆人们，主耶稣吩咐他们倒水的时候，他们就很顺服地倒了水。
It shows us that.The message that we are faithful to God and submit to God with the full of our heart.
这个教导了我们，主耶稣的吩咐，我们都要好好的遵行。
Then we can experience of God.
这样子的话，我们也可以体验到神的神迹。
Of course, when other people think that this is not a miracle,
有的人说这个不可能是神迹。
But for us, those who participate, those who really commit themselves with submit to God, and they know this is the miracle.
但是我们如果来参加这个筵席，我们顺服神的话，我们就可以体验到这个大神迹。
Before, I always think about the miracles. A miracle is supposed to be things happen make shock to everybody.
有时候我在心想，神迹应该是一个非常奇妙、非常大的事。
You always think about the miracle is like something like a Red Sea, like open, you know, kind of.
以前想说神迹的话，就是好像红海分开。
But the true miracle is not in our daily life.
但是真正的神迹，其实在我们每天的日常生活中的细节中可以找到。
And we know the second case that a royal officer's son was healed.
我们讲到第二个神迹就是一个官长，他的儿子被主耶稣医治。
This man doesn't have a full scale of faith, understanding of God.
这个大臣虽然他不是完全的明白神。
He has a little faith.
他的信心也不大。
He doesn't know that Jesus can heal beyond the time and space, and he can heal, you know, whenever or whatever he like to.
他也不晓得主耶稣有办法能力用通过时空的来医治他的儿子。
So when at the beginning, with such kind of a limited faith, and come to Jesus Christ.
他用小小的信心，还是到耶稣的面前来求。
But we have noticed that the man, this man is desperate at the moment.
但是我们知道这个人，他那时候非常的急。
And then this faith later on have experience of God.
但是这小小的信心也让他得体验到了神。
And sometimes we think that while we have many other people is a better faith, so my faith is not enough to experience the miracle of God.
有时候我们会跟别的弟兄姐妹比较，会觉得我们的信心还是很少。
But no matter what kind of faith we have, but we sincerely approach to God, then we can experience of God.
但是不管我们信心大小，只要我们诚心诚意的来到主耶稣面前求，我们就可以得到。
And such a kind of sometimes in our life, because life is uncertainty, so sometimes unexpectedly we can experience of such kind of desperate situation in our life.
我们在生命中有很多不一定的事，所以我们常常会觉得很害怕。
In our business, in our daily life, in our family, and all things is possible in our life.
在我们事业上、学业上及家庭里面，都有常常这不一定的事。
But we can bring to God.
但是我们可以把这些事情带到主面前。
Just kneel down with such a little faith, but we can dedicate to God to show this kind of faith, but showing our desire.
我们跪在主面前，把我们小小的信心呈现给神，只是用心的向他求。
God always with us.
神一定会垂听我们的祷告。
He will give us the chance to experience of God.
他会让我们也有可以有机会体验到他。
So that we can experience of God's almightiness.
我们可以体验到他的全能。
Well, other people think that just happened, but for us, it's a great miracle in our life.
有可能别的人会说这个是恰巧，但是我们深信这个是神的神迹。
You know, because his son is about the point of death.
这个大臣他的儿子就快死了。
And I'm sure he has a lot of money.
我相信这个大臣可能也很有钱。
And since he's a high position, so he has a political power, and I'm sure because he can move many something, he can do it physically.
他做个大官可能也很有地位，可能也有很有影响力，可以请到很多有名的人。
But he learned that all this money, all this power become useless when his son have such an illness about to die.
但是他知道他儿子在绝症之前，再多少钱，在更高的地位都没有什么用。
Now we have to ask ourselves what we really trust in our life.
我们要常常问我们自己，我们是真正的相信神吗？
Sometimes we think that at the beginning we trust in God only at the beginning we say.
有时候我们会在信仰的前端相信神而已。
But through the daily life, our point, our view to rely on it can split it out.
但是信主久了以后，在日常生活上就忘记了信靠神。
And sometimes turn to be God, sometimes turn to be something that we have.
有困难的时候，有时候找神，有时候就找别的医生还是人。
And with this story gives us some.Warning and also encouragement.
这个圣经故事跟我们提醒，也做一个很好的勉励。
We have to rely on God only.
我们只要依靠神。
A true source of solution, key of solution came from God.
神是一切问题解决的来源。
And this is also That is the teaching out of that the miracle also.
这是我们从第二个神迹所学习到的。
And today is John chapter 5 from verse 1 to 9.
今天我们来看约翰福音第五章第一节到第九节。
John chapter 5 verse 1 to 9.
约翰福音五章第一节到第九节。
This is the third miracle and Jesus performed.
这个是耶稣在约翰福音中行的第三件神迹。
According to the here passage, this is the during the time of the feast of the Jews. This is one of like one of the religious feast.
这段圣经记载的是在犹太人一个节期上。
Because it's very near to next to the temple of God.
所以发生的事情是在圣殿的附近。
Let's read chapter 5 from verse 1 to 9.
我们请看第五章第一节，约翰福音第五章第一节。
After these things, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is a Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porticos. In this lay a multitude of those who were sick and blind, lame and withered.Are waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel of the Lord went down at the certain seasons into the pool and stirred up the water. Whoever then first after the stirring up of the water and stepped in was made well from the whatever disease with which he was afflicted.And a certain man was there who had been 38 years in his sickness. When Jesus saw his laying there and knew that he had already been a long time in that condition, he said to him, Do you wish to get well? And verse 7.
第七节。
The sick man answered him, So I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming,Another steps down before me. Jesus said to him, Arise and take up your pallet and walk. And immediately the man became well and took up his pallet and began to walk. Now it was a Sabbath on that day. This is the third miracle Jesus performed in the Bethesda.
约翰福音第五章这里记载着神耶稣在行的第三件神迹。
We have noticed that this is during the feast of the Jews. Jesus, I think, on the way to the Jerusalem at the temple of God.
这里发现神耶稣在这里行神迹是在犹太人的一个节期里行的神迹。
So, at that time, he passing by this Bethesda near the sheep gate. There's a pool.
在这里一个地方叫别士大，靠近羊门旁边有一个池子。
Heaven, also there's a lot of those sickness people. Verse 3 describe the multitude. So there's a five particles and many people under there, just around the pool. Those multitude, these people have a sickness around there.
这个池子旁边有五个篮子，那这圣经记载旁边躺了很多生病的病人。
All the people need the grace of God.
这些病人全每一个人都需要神的恩典。
So they, I'm sure, because in a history, the one who coming into the water when the water stirred up, that person was healed. So that's why the multitude and having a day waiting for their chance to come into the water, so their illness to be healed.
这里说凡是凡是天使从天上下来，搅动水的时候，第一个跳下水池人的病就会被痊愈，所以很多病人就在旁边等待他们的机会。
And on the way, Jesus find one man. He's 30 years in his sickness.
那耶稣在这里看到了一个人病了38年。
According to the Bible, the later on the passage, this man's this sickness came from his sin.
我们看看别的经节，我们就查可以查到这个人他生病是因为他的罪而生病的。
We know we have noticed that some of sin came from our own sin.
我们知道有时候我们生病是因为我们自己犯罪。
And some of the illness came from our own considered a mistake on careless mistake.
有时候是我们自己不小心做错事，神处罚我们，所以我们才会生病。
Some illness, some sickness It came from, it allowed from God to for His glory.
但是有时候生病不是我们做错什么事，而是为了神的荣耀。
But this man is John chapter 5 verse 14 clearly, Jesus warned him that later on after he was healed and found in the temple and said, Behold, you have become well.Do not sin anymore, he said.
但是这个人在约翰福音五章十四节，耶稣很清楚跟他讲说：“你现在痊愈了，所以不要再犯罪。”
So that nothing worse may befall you, which means now I healed you, which is forgive your sins. That's why use your illness to be healed. But if you commit sin again, that you might have a more serious illness may come upon to your life.
耶稣说恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害，意思是说我现在已经痊愈了你，你就不要再犯罪了，不然的话你可能会病得更严重。
And we have noticed that this man 30 years of sickness always hang around just around this Bethesda on the pool around.
我们看看这个人生病38年，可能常常在这个池子旁边循环。
When Jesus about next to him, he even cannot sit and stand, which means his illness is really deep into him, not enough strength to even sit up, so he just lay down there.
当耶稣走在他身边的时候，他连坐起来的力气都没有。我们从圣经知道，他还是躺在那边看着耶稣。
And we really think that this man is a helpless person.
这个人可以说是一个无助的人。
And then Jesus came to him and asked one question.
耶稣来到他身边，问了他一个问题。
Verse 6 mentioned, "Do you wish to get well?"
耶稣问他说，你要痊愈吗？
Faith is come from the wishes actually.
其实我们的信心是从我们的心的需要所发生的。
This man has a faith.
这个人有信心。
It's not a big faith, but this man know that.If he's come into the water, when the water stir up, he's the first one step into the water, then he can receive the grace of God.
虽然他信心不大，但是他深信，如果水动的话，只要他是第一个跳下去的，他就会被痊愈。
And that's why Jesus asked, do you wish to get well? This is asking, do you truly have a desire to be healed?
耶稣问他这个问题，你要痊愈吗？问是意思就是说，你真的要，你真的有信吗？
And then Jesus right away, sick, after verse 7 says, this, the sick man answered to Jesus, He tried, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming another step down before me, which I constantly try myself, but before I get into the water, somebody else step in.
这个人回答耶稣说，我常常试尝着要跳下这个水中，但是我要达到水池里面以前，就有人先比我先下去了。
It's showing that I have a desire.
意思说我有这个希望，这个的我有希望要痊愈。
I want to be cured this disease. I want to be normal person.
我要做一个正常的人。
Now think about his 38 years. He just next to this pool, and then every year, so there you have in the temple of God, there's a feast. So all the people.Normal people just passing by them get into the temple of God.
我们想想看，他在那边可能躺了38年，每一年在这个节期的时候，都有很多正常人从他身边走过。
And he's the one that left out of the people.
但是每一年都没有人帮助他。
So this sickness is not only just physically suffering his life.
所以我相信他生这个病不是只有肉体上的痛苦而已。
Mentally also pressure him and give him a constant way to discourage him.
但是我相信他心灵上跟感情上都受到了很大的折磨。
But still, he has a wish to his illness to be healed.
但是他还是持着这一点点的希望。
So in the verse 8, Jesus said to him.
所以第八节，耶稣跟他这么说。
And clearly, just arise and take up your pallet and walk.
起来，把你的被子拿走吧。
If you think about if you have a 30 years, if you are illness in such a situation.
你想看看，如果今天你自己生病了38年
，Somebody came next to you，
有一个人走到你身边
，and then say that take up the pallet and then walk。
他跟你说，你起来把你的被子拿着
，maybe
走吧。
I think it's our natural reaction is, are you kidding me？
我想我们第一个反应是说你在开玩笑吧。
You despise me because I have sickness for such a long time.
你藐视我吗？因为我生病这么久没有办法行动吗？
Because this man doesn't know that he is the God, he is the Savior, he is Jesus, he is the God himself.
因为我们记得这个病人并不知道主耶稣是谁，他不知道主耶稣就是神。
His life always lay down.
他一生大部分的时间就是躺在那边。
It tells us that this simple faith make him to walk, even what there's just one man next to him says, rise and take up your pallet and walk.
但是他非常单纯的信心，医治了他。他相信这个陌生人跟他讲的话，他起来走了。
Just did what Jesus said.
他就很顺服听主耶稣的话。
It is a simple faith make him to walk.
他的单纯的心，单纯的信心，痊愈了他。
All the last 30 years of pain and all the stress and all these things just disappear out of him.
38年的痛苦，一切折磨，完全就消失了。
30 years is a long time.
38年是一个很长的，是一段很长的时间。
Have you experienced something bothers you in a long period of time?
你有曾经过有什么事情，在很长的时间里面，干扰你吗
？Sometimes we can ask ourselves something you cannot share with the other people, but you know that handicap with you.
有时候我们自己有一些不方便的地方，但是我们没有让人家知道。
It bothers you to your faith. It bothers your actual normal life in this world.
但是可能在我们日常生活方面，甚至在我们信仰上面，都觉得很不方便。
But somehow the other way we can understand.
所以我们就可以想象到这个人他有多痛苦。
But do you think during the 38 years this man such a long period of time of suffering?Maybe during this period of time, some people may be before very healthy person, but during the 38 years period of time, some people already passed away, some people already have a more heavy sickness upon to them and they die maybe.
可能在这个人病38年中间，他也看过人家病死了，还是健康的人变成病痛而死去。
But actually this man, because 38 years a long period of time, chronic disease actually,serving him, help him to his faith actually stronger than.
但是这个人病了38年的慢病，为的就是要坚定他的信仰。
So we have noticed sometimes God allow us something in our life. It seems like a constant basis bothers us physically or mentally.
有时候神也会在我们生命中加给我们一个小小的困难，就一直的持续在我们的生命当中。
But we can constantly try to penetrate the difficulties and overcome the difficulty, it means actually these difficulties serve us, our spiritual life, our life in this world getting stronger actually.
但是我们为了要克服这些小毛病，我们一直尝试的，一直信赖神，那我们得到的就是我们信仰的坚定。
This man also, because of 30 years of sickness, he had a chance to meet the Jesus Christ.
这个人因为他病了38年，才有这个机会遇到主耶稣。
Because of 38 years of illness, and serving him the chance to let his sickness to be healed.
因为他病了38年，才有机会被主耶稣来医治。
There's one famous writer, a Japanese woman.
有很有名的日本女作家。
Her name is Miura Ayako.
她的名字叫做 Ayako.
And she write many books to inspire.To the people, those who people under the sickness, to give them an encouragement and a hope.
他写了很多很美好的作品，来鼓励那些生重病的人。
Within her article, she writes this a few words.
他在有一篇文章里面这样写着。
because I suffering, so I can make such kind of prayer.
他说，因为我受这么大的痛苦，我才有办法做这么有力的祷告。
But he thanked to God because if I do not sick, then I cannot offer this kind of precious prayer to God.
我今天没有遇到这么大的困难的话，我就不可能这么诚心诚意的向神祷告。
Each time that the sickness come upon to her life and she's through the suffering.And then after that period of time, her sickness to be healed, then he experienced of of God.
每次她得到病痛的时候，她就迫切向神祷告，就得到神的医治。
And she mentioned also that because of sickness, I can draw myself to into the temple of God. She says.
她又说，因为我的病痛，我才会记得常常到圣殿来敬拜神。
And because of sickness, I can my spiritual eyesight is better.
因为我的病痛，我属灵的眼光就更明亮了。
Because of sickness, I can be a true person.
因为我的病痛，我才可以诚诚实实的做一个好人。
It makes all the sickness serve her to be a person, to be a strong person really.
总而言之，她的病痛就是让她变成一个更好、更坚强的人。
Sometimes God constantly gives us the kind of stress in our life. He trying to mold it our life.To be for His purpose.
有时候神在我们生活上加添给我们压力，为了就是要让我们成为一个更好的基督徒。
And book of Deuteronomy that described why Israelites have to suffer go through the 40 years of journey on the wilderness.
生命记里面说，为什么以色列人要经过40年的苦难呢
？And pretty much their suffering is about 38 years actually.
其实他们的苦难就好像大概38年的时间。
God provide them what they need actually, but at the same time, physically they suffer a lot.
虽然每天神给他们食物吃，但是肉体上他们还是经过了很多的辛苦。
Even though you know the constantly the season is changed.And also the summertime is really suffered during the daytime and nighttime cold. That's a life in the wilderness.
在旷野里的生活，一年四季常常夏天很炎热，冬天很冷。
And sometimes dust upon to their life.
有时候在沙漠地带很多沙子。
I think about that because they have not enough water to drink.
有时候他们没水喝。
Now, do you think they can shower like us every day?
你想他们跟我们一样可以每天洗澡吗
？Even they have no water to drink, that means their life is quite tough at that time.
如果有水喝的话，他们就很高兴了。所以他们其实生活是很艰难的。
But the purpose of this 40 years considered 40 years a long time, a period of time to constantly give them a pressure, give them a thorn all the direction of their life.
但是神在这四十年中，好像在从各方面都用刺来刺他们。
But God training them as like a finest, the finest soldier of God.
神的目的就是要训练他们成为神的精兵。
A Christian soldier means have full of humility.
基督精兵意思就是说，我们心里很谦卑。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 describes before the humility, and they really, really submit to God or not. That's why they're training them.
在《生命记》里面很清楚告诉我们，神训练他们最主要就是他们谦卑的心。
Of course, man, as a human nature, we don't like this kind of stress and this kind of illness. It constantly bothers our life.
当然，我们人的本性就是很不喜欢受到这些痛苦。
But sometimes there's a precious purpose in God's eyes.
但是我们要记得，神的眼中里面这些受苦可能隐藏的很好的教训，很美好的的恩典。
I'd like to point out that the three points I'd like to share with you.
我在这里要跟大家分享三点。
And how Jesus healed this this man? We could simply say, yeah.
我们要来这里查考主耶稣如何。医治这个病人。
And what makes this man to experience the miracle of Jesus?
那这个人为什么可以体验到神的神迹
？And third, how we can receive the same grace like this man received from the Jesus?
第三点，我们今天如何可以跟这个人一样领受到神的恩典
？At first, Jesus performed the miracle and experienced sign of Jesus when the person who desire of the grace of God.
第一个，主耶稣行这个神迹，为的就是一个相信神的人来做。
If we are hungry, then we seeking for food.
我们今天如果肚子饿的话，我们就去找吃的东西。
If we seeking for the knowledge, then go to school.
我们如果想要得到更多的知识的话，我们就会到学校去学习。
If we want to be healed, then we go to the hospital.
我们今天如果要得到医治的话，我们就到医院去找医生。
If the hospital cannot cure Then we go to we seeking for the grace of God.
那如果医生没有办法的话，我们最后的办就是来找神。
The grace of God is the ultimate blessing, actually.
所以神的恩典其实是最大的恩典。
The rest of them we can find out in this world.
剩下的我们在这个世上都可能找得到。
But the true grace only came from God.
但是真正恩典的来源就是神。
And 38 years of this man, I'm sure because during the 38 years.I don't think this man only just sit down there to only doing this, but he tried all the way, all different way, he tried to cure his disease.
可能这个人在38年病痛之中也有找别的方法来医治他。
But nothing helped him.
但是什么办法都没有用。
The only way he have a chance, he have a hope is next to this pool, and when the water stir up, he just get in there to receive the grace of God.
他到最后唯一的办法就是在这池子旁边等着水来动搅动。
This faith is not the same thing like a second miracle. This faith is not the full scale of faith, but just simple and little faith actually.
这个信心跟我们查考的昨天查考的不太一样，它就是很单纯、很简单的信心。在这个水旁边等待的。
But this little faith is faith of seeking for the grace of God.
他这个信心是要靠要找神恩典的信心。
When we are strong, when we think we can handle it, then we do not seeking the grace of God.
当我们觉得我们自己很行的时候，我们就不会求神的恩典。
When we to be humble ourselves,
我们要首先先谦卑我们自己。
When we need the helping of God,
我们要。知道我们需要神的帮助。
Truly understand who we are.
要自己认识自己。
Then we can close to the grace of God.
我们才有办法去求神的恩典。
At 38 years of suffering, this man drew near to the grace of God at that time.
38年病痛以后，这个人终于来找神。
The book of John, chapter 5, he's a Bethesda. Bethesda means it's a house of grace.
这个第五章说这个地方叫做别士大，别士大的意思就是神的恩典。
So he right next to the house of grace, even into inside of the house of grace, you can say.
这个意思就是说，恩典之屋。那这个人就是在这恩典之屋旁边等着。
And there's a five pentacles, the those people who seeking for the grace. So the many people definitely was there.
很多人都要来这里求恩典，所以那边躺了一大堆病人。
But we have noticed at this time, because many people in the house of grace, but they have only few people have received the grace of God.
虽然很多人许多病人在那边想要求到恩典，但是只有少数的人可以得到恩典。
This is talking about the situation during the time of Jesus Christ.
这就是耶稣在传道时候当时的情形。
Because the religion was corrupted.
因为那时候社会腐败。
And the society now they depart from God.
宗教也腐败。
About 400 years ago, and when the Ezra and Nehemiah they reformed the life, their faith, and then they want to be faithful to God at that time.
在这个时候，四百年前，以斯帖跟尼希米他们。复兴了百姓的信仰。
They knew that their ancestors have sinned, so they received 70 years of exile.
他们知道他们因为他们祖先犯罪，所以他们70年被放逐在国外。
So we have noticed during the Ezra and Nehemiah, they came back and they built the temple of God.And rebuild the wall in Jerusalem.
所以在以斯拉跟尼希米的时代，他们回到国家里重建圣殿跟墙。
They want to keep all the commandment of God faithfully.
他们开始遵守神的话。
But after 400 some years later passed by, and their faith is changed.
但是四百年以后，很不幸的，他们的信心又堕落了。
There's such a finest faith and genuine faith.Now turn to be like only the outer surface of faith.
他们纯正的信仰现在又变成表面的信仰。
Suppose that all these people already received the grace of God in the house of grace.
这些人应该在恩典之家里面都可以得到神的恩典。
But still, they seeking for the grace of God, they still do not receive the grace of God.
虽然他们求恩典，但是怎么求都求不到。
Sometimes the man's way of seeking is limited.
有时候我们人求的方法还是有限的。
That's why Jesus came to this world.
所以主耶稣才来到了这个世界。
And he next to this man to heal to give a true grace of God into in his hands.
他来到这个人身边，给他真正的恩典。
Some of the scholar mentioned that this, there is a five a particles. This is a design of the that is symbolically of like it, explain about the five book of Moses.
有的神学家说这个五个廊子代表的就是摩西五经。
We know that under the Moses law, people they have to pull the effort to receive the God's grace.
我们知道摩西律法里面说人就是要尽心的去求恩典。
And also, this is explained to us is that Old Testament, the grace of God is limited.
也代表说在旧约时候，神的恩典是有限的。
This is the symbolically when Jesus come to this grace of God shows what is the true grace of God in the New Testament.
这个故事也代表了主耶稣来这个世上，在新约时代跟我说什么才是真正的恩典。
And this is a symbolic showing that this is represent himself. I come here as a sacrifice lamb.
这是代表主耶稣来称说他是受膏的羊。
Anybody who has a desire of a grace of God, then I will pour upon to you.
耶稣说，如果凡要求恩典的，我就会给他们。
And that's why the Bible describes when Jesus is full of grace and the truth.
圣经说，主耶稣是充满的恩典跟真理的。
We as the generation that we are under the grace of God, under the truth, in the truth of Jesus Christ, we are truly the blessing of God now this generation.
我们这一代的人是在新约时代，我们是真的在神主耶稣的恩典跟真理之下。
When we come into the grace of the house of grace, which is the church.
当我们来到恩典之家，就是我们教会的时候，
we always can receive the grace of God abundantly.
我们相信我们在这里可以得到神充满的恩典。
In Old Testament, we have to go through all different process to try to do our best, but still we easily commit sins that we cannot receive the grace.
在旧约时代，我们要用自己的行为来得到恩典，那但是因为人常常都会犯罪。
I hear that when we look at the message, all these people they just dash into the water when the water was stirred up.
但是在这个故事说，所有人水池搅动的时候都想从水池跳下去。
Only the first one received the grace.
只有第一个人才可以得到恩典。
But now it is different.
但是今天不一样。
When would Jesus come to the world and we come to us?
当耶稣来到我们生命里以后。
When we have a heart of desire.
只要我们有心求。
Then we can receive the grace of God.
我们就可以得到神的恩典。
Generation of blessing, we can say.
这个真的是得恩典的一个时
代。When the salvation of God and the grace of God was open to any, of to everybody, we have to come close. We have to stay in the grace, the house of grace.
今天神的救恩，神的恩典已经大门展开了，所以我们只要进来就可以得到。
Let's look at the John chapter 1 verse 14.
请看约翰福音第一章第十四节。
John chapter 1 verse 14.
约翰福音一章十四节
Chapter 1 verse 14 and the word became flesh and dwelt among us and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten from the Father full of grace and truth. Here the writer of the book of John described the full of grace and truth.
这里约翰福音的作者说主神道成肉身到我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。
Full of grace, the Jesus described as in this manner as like through the parable of a prodigal son.
恩典其实主耶稣从这个浪子的故事跟我们讲的非常的清楚。
We have noticed in the story of the prodigal son is actually his first son also is the prodigal son number one, and the second son is the prodigal son number two, actually.
其实这个浪子的故事里面有两个浪子，第一个浪子走出去了，第二个也是浪子。
Jesus accepted both of them.
耶稣就是他的天父，接受了他们两个儿子。
Jesus really, on the story, the father truly cared both of them truly.
在这个故事里面，这个做父亲的爱一个儿子，第二个儿子他也是爱着他。
We have noticed that both of them, they are not the good son.
其实我们仔细看的话，两个儿子都不是那么好的。
You know, first son, it seems like always under the house of of father.
这个大儿子表面上好像看得很爱他父亲，一直在家里。
But we have noticed that the person has a lot of complaint in his heart.
但是我们看看这个大儿子里面心中充满了怨恨。
Even under the house of his father, he never satisfied himself.
虽然他在爸爸家里面，但是他心里总是不满足。
But we have noticed that when the second son, after he wasted all the money, and then he came back and provide the banquet for the second son.
当他看到小儿子他弟弟在外面流浪回来以后，爸爸这么欢迎他回来。
And at the time, the first son complained to father.
所以这个大儿子就向爸爸出抱怨。
So now you provide this wonderful banquet for your second son, which the one who wasted your money and to now come back, and so you have a specially, this kind of wonderful banquet. How come you never give me any this kind of banquet?
他跟爸爸说：“你这个小孩子这么糟糕，浪费你那么多钱，现在回来你还摆这个宴席给他，你从来都不帮我，都不摆宴席请客。”
Jesus never rebuked him. I mean, the father never rebuked him.
但是我们看看这个爸爸也没有怪这个大儿子。
Don't you think everything that I have is yours?
他说：“我所有的都是你的，你难道不知道吗？”
It is the grace of God.
这个都是神的恩典。
And also when the father treated the second son also.
但这个爸爸也是很爱小儿子。
He has no right to come to ask for his sonship back.
其实这个小儿子已经没有资格回来说他是他的儿子了。
But way to his father to treat the second son is to wash him and put the new clothes and give a ring and put the wonderful.The banquet for him.
但是这个爸爸还是用双手接受他这个小儿子回家，还帮他穿衣服、戴戒指。
This is the grace of God.
这个都是神的恩典。
And when we have children as parents, we can understand what is a true grace that when we give it to our children.
我们哪天做父母有自己的小孩子，就了解神的恩典是多么的大。
If we understand that this is a grace we want to give it to our children, then when God gives us the grace, it's more than that.
如果我们知道我们把最好的给我们小孩子的话，我们就了解神把为什么会把更好的给我们。
You know, this 30 years old, the sick man, when Jesus came to him to heal this man.
这个人病了38年，耶稣来医治他。
This is the grace of God.
这个是真正神的恩典。
So through the grace that this sickness was cured.
因为神的大恩典，这个人才会被医治了。
And the truth gave him a true freedom.
真理是叫他得自由。
Jesus with us now. 2,000 years ago, in showing us this is symbolically showing us a message. Now truly happened in the house of God.
主耶稣通过这个神迹，让我们知道2000年以后，我们还是可以得到同样的恩典。
And also he mentioned the sheep gate, the chapter 5.
第五章提到这个是靠近羊门。
Historically, the sheep gate is the place where they provide all the sheep to offer to the temple of God to kill the supply, which is the place.
在历史上，这个羊门，圣殿旁边的羊门，就是要杀羊献祭的地方。
Old Testament, a lot of sheep was sacrificed. A lot of sheep they were all killed.
在旧约里面，很多羊在献祭的时候都会被屠杀。
But their grace is limited.
但是旧约的恩典总是这么有限。
Even cannot take it with the man's sin actually.
这个羊的血还是不能拯救人的罪。
But Jesus come to this world truly care about the man's sin.
但是主耶稣来到这里就是很关心我们的罪。
And Jesus pick up this man as a sample, as to cure his sickness.
主耶稣施怜悯来医治这个人。
Which means showing us Jesus come to this world to take care of our sin.
表示主耶稣今天来到世上也是要解决我们罪的问题。
That's why John the Baptist looked at Jesus Christ.Look who carried all the sin of the world.
当施洗约翰看到主耶稣的时候，他就说，这个人是担当全世界罪的人。
And this man carried all the sin, the burden in his body, but Jesus take away his sin out of him.
主耶稣今天在这个病人旁边把他的罪担当起来。
And Jesus is truly the God, truly himself, to come to this world, help our life, to let us the experience of him.
主耶稣他今天来到世上，就是让我们有机会再一次体验到神。
We have to thank God because we are under the grace of God.
我们真的今天要好好的感谢神，因为我们在恩典之下。
Maybe sometimes our such kind of stress, such kind of handicap in our life, sometimes we cannot help.
可能在我们生活上也有什么瑕疵，我们也有一些毛病，我们不能医治。
But Jesus come to us to help us, the one who is a helpless one.
但是主耶稣今天来帮助我们这些无助的人。
Because of the shed blood on the cross,
他已经在十字架上留下他的宝血。
And truly become a sheep gate is meaningful for those people seeking for the grace of God.
所以在靠近羊门旁边，真的是对这些病人来说是一个很好的地方。
Another point is the second one is 38 years.It's a long time of endurance.
第二点是这个三十八年是一段很长的时间。
God always highly respected those who know how to endure themselves.
我相信神在神的眼中会忍耐的人是非常宝贵的。
God give a grace to those who know how to endure themselves.
神的恩典通常都是在会忍耐的人。身上发生。
And we know the grace of God is no condition actually.
其实神的恩典没有条件的。
But the grace of God is priceless.
神的恩典是无价的宝。
So when we become when we provide the vessel of to receive the grace of God, then God will give us this grace.
当我们倒清我倒空我们这器皿来到神的面前，我们就可以得到神的恩典。
When Jesus here asked, Do you wish to get well?
当主耶稣问这个人说，你要痊愈吗？
Which means still you 38 years you suffer, still you have a desire to be healed.
意思是说，你病了三十八年，你还想要得医治吗？
In chapter 5, verse 7, he expressed himself, he has a strong desire.
第五章第七节，我们可以看出这个病人心里还是这么想要的得到医治。
Since you're seeking for such a long time with endurance, then I will allow you to receive my grace onto your hands.
主耶稣说，因为你三十八年这么有耐心，这么有忍耐的等候，我今天就把我的恩典赐在你身上。
You know the grace of God we can say it's a priceless. I mentioned it, truly the precious one.
神的恩典真的是无价之宝。
We do not toss the pearl to the pig.
圣经说我们不把珍珠丢给猪。
Yet it is the same thing. Let's look at
这也是同样的道理。
James chapter 1.
我们看雅各书。
James chapter 1. James chapter 1 verse 2 to 4.
雅各书一章第二节到第四节。雅各书一章二节到四节。
Chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4.
雅各书第一章第二节到第四节。
And verse 4, and let endurance have its perfect result.That you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. James understood the importance of endurance.
这里雅各跟我们讲说忍耐的重要。
So how God he understand God's intention of giving us a try in our life.
雅各很明白，很清楚明白神为什么加给我们百般的试炼。
No matter who we are, we have all the weakness, all the part of like some.Other substance in our character, in our personality.
我们不管什么人，在我们的个人的灵修上都还有一些缺失。
So God constantly gives us pressure and gives us various trial, so the all the other substance take away from us.
那所以神在我们身上加上百般的试炼，让我们把这些杂质都可以除掉。
So not only the molded the person to just those things away, but at the same time learn.How to endure.
那在同时也是让我们学习如何忍耐。
And so, learning how to endure means learning how to not to actually complain.
所以我们在这学习忍耐，也是要学习不要发怨言。
Let's look at Psalm chapter 37.
我们再看诗篇第三十七篇。
Psalm chapter 37, verse 7.
诗篇第三十七篇第七节。
Psalm chapter 37, verse 7.
诗篇三十七篇第七节。
Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prosper in his way. Chapter 37, verse 7.
第37篇第7节.
Because of the man who carries out wicked scheme. The verse 7 here mentioned that rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him.
第7节这里说, 我们要默然地依靠神, 耐心地等候他。
We know the Lord, sometimes we something's hard to patience, and then we can, we try to do our way to try to handle it.
常常我们就失去我们耐心, 就不等候神了。
But God wants us to patiently waiting for he handle our life.
但是神要我们真的有忍耐的心来等候他的心。
The main tool, main instrument God trained Abraham is a patient.
神训练亚伯拉罕最大的一门功课就是要有耐心.
25 years, God constantly trained Abraham with a way to let him to learn the patient.
神在25年当中一点一滴的慢慢训练亚伯拉罕的耐心.
In his life, is during the 25 years at the beginning. He trying to handle his life in his way.
在这25年的前半段, 亚伯拉罕用自己的方法来解决他的问题。
Because after 10 years, he thinks, well, that God doesn't give us a son, then maybe our own way to having a son.
他心想说, 神如果不给我儿子的话, 我自己用我自己的方法。
So they make the son, that the son is Ishmael.
所以他们生出了以实玛利。
But God let him to wait to 15 more years.
但神要他再等个15年。
And God gave them Isaac.
最后神赐给他的以撒。
This is the result of patience and endurance.
这就是他忍耐等候神的结果。
Sometimes in our life, because we cannot wait, we cannot endure, so we do our own way, come up the own result.
有时候我们在生活中, 我们没有耐心等候神, 我们用自己的方法就得了自己的结果。
God wants us to wait until His time comes.
但是神要我们就是耐心等候他的时间。
Those especially when God wants to use them, especially those for the, in His purpose, God training them with the endurance and patience.
尤其是神要重用的工人, 神常常都会用耐心来, 训练他们。
Joseph, 13 years.
约瑟神用13年来训练他。
When his life was captured and he was sold to the Egypt.
当他被卖到埃及的时候。
And this is really all the brother forsake him actually.
他所有的弟兄都跟他翻脸了。
How can at the moment how the bitter feeling he has at that time?
我想想看他心里当时是多么的痛苦。
Not only the one or two brother, but all the brother they all together be one mind. You know, forsake him, to sell him out of the out, and then to the other people.
不是只有一个两个哥哥，而是所有的哥哥都一起来 攻击他。
And 13 years, also his life is full of suffering, full of struggling.
那13年在埃及的生活又是这么的 痛苦。
But Joseph never complained to God.
但是约瑟从来没有发怨言。
I haven't noticed that Joseph is a great person.
如果我们仔细查考的话，知道约瑟真是一个大好的人。
If I Joseph, when I was in the prison, I think I already forsake God.
如果是约瑟的话，我可能在监牢里就放弃了我的信仰。
He just wait and wait.
但是他还是这么有耐心的等候。
Every time the situation comes, he just do his best to help other people.
每次发生什么事故的时候，他就用他最好的心来帮忙他人。
He always trust that there is a God.
他深信有一个神。
And also the Moses' life also. We can say 40 years he was trained in the wilderness. But actually he was trained 80 years.
但是他是其实训练了总共80年。
God chose Moses from his beginning of his birth actually.
其实神在摩西生出来的时候就已经拣选了他。
When his mother cannot hold him, so he just make the ark, little ark, and put him in, let him go on the Nile River.
当他妈妈没有办法藏着他的时候, 就坐一个小船, 让他坐在尼罗河上。
And the princess of the Egyptian pick him up.
但是法老的公主看到了他, 就把他救上来。
And she looking for the woman who feed him is the one that he's his mother.
那这公主找来的保姆就是摩西他自己的妈妈。
This is the design of God.
这是神的安排。
So God chose him from the first year.
所以神在他出生的时候就已经拣选了他。
And he doesn't grow up under, he He grew up in under the palace in Egypt.
他小时候就在王宫里长大。
I don't think that you know his life is such like a smooth way at that time.
但是我相信在王宫里他生活可能也不是那么美满。
As many people think that because his life in the palace, his life is quite comfortable.
有的人想说他在王宫长大，他的生活一定很富裕。
Somehow we can have a different perspective.
但是我们有时候想看看，可能不一样。
Everybody know in the palace in Egypt.No, this one is picked up by the princess on the Nile River.
整个王宫里面，大家都知道这个人是公主从河里捡上来的。
Of course, the princess is going to care this, you know, this boy.
当然，这个公主我相信很爱他。
What about the rest of the other people around him?
那其他附近的人呢
？Princess is the only one, maybe several princes, maybe.
可能公主还有好几位，不止一位而已。
The royal family means not only one, but other you know, other children also.
那皇族里面也不止一个人，也是有很多别的人。
He's a different races.
他也是不一样种族的人。
It seems like one in there to it seems like actually you know cannot easily group up with them.
所以我们可以想象摩西在王宫里也是可能很孤单。
What we can say because after 40 years when he has a desire to help his people.
我们为什么这么说呢？因为他四十年以后，他一心就想要救他自己的百姓。
If his life was comfortable with the other prince, you know, at that time to get along with them, he doesn't have a desire to help his people.
如果他的生活在王宫里面这么富裕，跟那个皇族人那么好相处的话，他不会想要去救自己的百姓。
So all together, 80 years of his life.
所以在这个摩西前八十年的生活里
，trained by God.
神一直训练着他。
Because God had to use him for to lead these people out of Egypt for journey to the land of Canaan.
因为神就准备重用他，带领以色列人出埃及。
Sometimes God bring us into detour in our life to train us.
有时候神也让我们在生命中走了一段远路来训练我们。
This man's 38 years suffered.
这个人他生病了38年。
It considers a long Because a long detour in his life.
想起来好像也是走了一段蛮长的路。
I'm sure because almost give up maybe his life.
可能他曾经还想过自杀。
He knows his life is helpless.
他知道他生命是无助的。
But still he holding the final desire.
但是他还是坚定了他最后一点点的小心。
He's telling us he learned endurance.
他学习到如何忍耐等候。
Christian life is life of endurance.
我们基督的生命其实就是一个忍耐等候的生
命。Sometimes I have seen through my life, I have seen that some people come to the church at the beginning they rejoice. After some years, they're kind of not here in the church.
有时候我发现刚出信者，他们很热心，常常来教会。过一段时间，他们就不来了。
You know, because in our life, anything's possible happen in our life.
其实我们生命上什么事情要发生，我们都不知道。
Because of the things that happen in our life, we sometimes we discourage ourselves.
有时候发生意外的时候，我们会很失望，很刹那。
Some people even giving up to believe in God.
甚至有人会放弃了他的信仰。
We shouldn't do that.
但是我们应该不要这样子做。
We have to holding God. God is our source of hope and our source of grace.
我们好好的要握住的神，他是我们的唯一的。依靠。
Let us hold him until the last moment.
我们要忍耐等候到最后一刻。
How we can prove our true faith in the Lord?
我们怎么证明我们的信仰是真实的呢
？Through the endurance.
就是通过我们的忍耐等候。
No matter what other people accuse us.
不管人怎么这样讲我们。
No matter what other people misunderstand us.
不管人怎么样误会我们。
Of course, we have to make a good relationship there.
当然，我们要尽量跟大家相处得好。
Sometimes it's not possible.
但是有时候，不是我们的错。
Sometimes in our family, in our life, in heavy afflictions and suffering come upon to us.
有时候在我们家庭里，在我们生活上有遇到很大的困难。
We can ask to God why did it happen to me.
我们可以一直问神说为什么。
I trust in you.
我相信你。
But things happen sometimes.
但是为什么这些事情还是发生在我身上呢
？But the moment we giving up.
但是我们要放弃的那一刻
，Then we lose everything.
我们要记得，我们就会失去一切。
Let us remember, God is Almighty God.
我们要记得，神是全能的。
God is good.
神是美好的。
The purpose of to allow us such things in our life.
神今天让这些意外发生在我们身上。
The good purpose for us.
因为他有一个美好的旨意。
Maybe let us learn the more and more the endurance in our life.
可能他要让我们更学习忍耐等候。
Give us a perfect faith.
给我们一个更坚强的信心。
Lastly, that this man was healed because of he believed, he submitted the word of God.
最后这个人他得到医治，因为他顺服神的话。
I just mentioned that this man, that Jesus, do you wish to get well?
主耶稣问这个人，你要得痊愈吗？
And this man just talking about, I tried, but I cannot make it the first one to enter the water.
这个病人说我尝试过，但是我总是别人总是抢我在先。
Right away, Jesus mentioned, rise and take up your pallet and walk.
马上耶稣说，你起来走吧。
I just thought about that the situation when Jesus was there next to him.
我那时候就我在思考这个当时的情形。
Jesus said loudly, "Rise, take up your pallet and walk in this way."
耶稣站在旁边是很大声的说，你站起来，把你的被子拿起来走吧。
This is my imagination.
这可能是这是我的猜想。
But I might understand, Jesus said softly.
但是可能耶稣有可能很轻声的跟他说
，Take up your pallet and walk，
把你的褥子拿起来走吧。
He listened to the voice of Jesus Christ，
不管大声
and he just believed it。
不管大声小声，这个病人总是听了神的声音。
Simple faith always works。
单纯的信心总是这么有力。
Sometimes we too complicate ourselves。
有时候我们把自己的生活搞得太复杂了。
Let us submit what of Jesus said, what the word of God in the scriptures。
我们 让我们好好的听从神跟圣经里面的一切话语。
We know that the grace of God upon to all the 12 apostles of Jesus Christ.
我们知道那时候神的恩典降在十二使徒身上。
But those who submit to the word of God, their life was blessed.
那顺从这个神的话的人，他们就是得到很大的恩典。
But the one who reject the word of God.
但那些不信的人。
And as Iscariot Judah,
尤其是犹大
he received the own consequences.
他结果下场很不好。
Grace of God is already upon to us.
其实神的恩典已经在我们的身上了。
You and I, we are the disciple of Jesus Christ.
今天你我都是主耶稣的门徒。
Because you and I already were chosen by God.
因为你我已经都被神拣选了。
It is the blessing that already we have. Only thing is how we respond our faith and our way of attitude toward to Christ.
我们今天已经得到这个恩典了，问题是我们怎么反应这个大恩典。
We can learn from this man the 38 years of suffering that the one who to be healed.
我们可以从这个的38年的病者得到一些好的教训。
Let us respond to God with a full of desire of grace of God.
我们回应神的恩典，就是要我们有信心来求。
His grace is precious.
他的恩典真的是很宝贵。
He always ready to give us a precious grace into our life.
我们他随时随地会将他的恩典施施在我们身上。
Submission always let us experience of grace of God.
那我们顺服的心，同样的也会帮助我们得到神的恩典。
Let's sing in 103.
我们一起来唱诗103首。